This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. He's in New York City. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Pomp. How are you doing?
Good.
Pomp, I've listened to you guys just recently, the last 2-3 years, and obviously I listened to WFAN here in New York. You've got the talent. The question is, has FAN New York ever reached out to you?
For radio? No. I think, Pony, Andrew Filipponi, is from there, and I think that if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be somebody like him. There are a lot of talented people in this business, and you have to have that ability to just keep things going and the conversations going. So,
well, I wanted to throw this out. I've been a longtime Steeler fan, and you and I both have seen the offensive line grow old, the defensive line grow old. At divas, that I can't take wide receiver divas anymore. I'm also of the philosophy of a year too soon rather than a year too late. That's why I'm looking, and I know it's not going to happen, Bob, but I'd love to see Pickens, TJ, and Minka all put on the trading block. I love TJ. I mean, he's a great contributor, but it's a business. And at this point in time, the Steeler team, and I'm not sure about your opinion on this, Bob, but I just don't think we're a top-tier team, and it's going to take years to get there if we don't make some dramatic moves.
I agree. I don't think they're at the level they need to be at. Will it take years? Probably not. If you do it shrewdly, you can erase this deficit that they have in terms of where they are competitively, and it may take moving one of these pieces. I understand their policy in trying to keep greats around as long as they can, but the problem with that is, as you cite, it's a business. And you're trying to change the dynamic of what you have available to change an offense that needs as much help as it can get right now, I think. And the defense does too, quite frankly. You'd be hurting your defense if you traded T.J. Watt, but you'd have to make shrewd moves with whatever return you'd get from him. Even with him and Minka and Cam Hayward, they were not a shutdown defense. In fact, they gave up drives when you least expected it, at killer points of games, like the one in Philadelphia where – or it was a Baltimore, wherever Russell Wilson fumbled, and they just immediately go right down the field 96 yards and scores. That's where the defense could have helped the offense. So they have holes there too, but if you want draft equity, if you want things, you're going to have to be bold with some of these moves. No way would I see all three. Can I see one of them being traded in this offseason? Yes. Most likely it would be George Pickens, just because I don't think he fits in necessarily with how they want him to be. He has so much talent, and you're going to have to make sure somebody who acquires him understands that. There's a talent here, so give me something in return that helps me as well. But, yeah, I don't think I expect much in terms of all three of those guys going.
Hey, Bob, last question. In the draft, do you see us going wide receiver or defensive tackle?
Both. First and second, first, however you want to do it. Those are the two positions of big need. I think that's how they'll do it.
Terrific. Bob, great talking to you.
Wish
you were here in New York.
I appreciate that, Bob. Thank you. That's high praise.
Take care.
All right, man.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.